Okay, Yudal and Amabez. We are going to start three lines from the bottom. Just one, I said quickly yesterday at the end of this year about the Santik issue. I wanted to mention one other Makar related. So again, the Rama says in Siman Reish Samach Hey Sif Yud Aleph. The Rama quotes the Yafek Koach Asadik Mikoach Amoel. The Sadik has greater Koach in contrast to the Moel in terms of getting the Aliyah. The call Sadik Havi Kamaktir Ketores. The source of this is the Maharil. That every Sadik is like a Maktir Ketores. The Lachay Noagin Shalolitid Shnei Yeladim Labalbris Echad. Kedamina Gabik Torres. That's what the Minag is, says the Rama. One shouldn't give Sadikos of two children to one Moel. Kedamina Gabik Torres, Chadashim Lektores, Bova Fisu. Like it says by the Ketores that one Moel didn't get both because of this issue, just like nobody got the Ketores twice. The Gra argues on the Rama. The Gra there says, Dvarav Ein Lahem Shachar. Diem Kain, my time may Adam Echadavka. The Echel Yaseh Beispap M'Sadik La'olam. Why is it only from one person? Even from three people. Everybody in the world should have a chance to be Sadik before anybody can get it twice. Why is it only regarding one person? Ula Olam La'reinu Sadik Shem Misasher. And that's the second point. The Gra says that. We haven't seen Sadikaus getting rich. You know, you don't find them all over. But the minig is tzavah rabbi yudah chassid ayin sham, meaning that you know it's tzavah rabbi yudah chassid. It's an idea, but it's a lav dafka that this is a meikar hadin. You know, we discussed in the past the tshuva of the Noda Yehuda, where he says everything in the tzavah rabbi yudah chassid was only meant for his family and not meant for klal yisrael, because there are many ideas in there that seem to go against the Gemara. Right, an uncle is not allowed to marry a niece. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah for an uncle to marry a niece. Okay, we don't bismanazet. But there are other ideas in the tzava, in the will of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that goes against the Gemara. So the Rabbi Yehuda says, you have two choices. Either you could say that he wasn't one of the Ba'alei HaMasora, which we don't want to say. He was one of the Ba'alei HaMasora. And the other idea is that he never meant it for Yalacha. He saw Baruch Kacho that these ideas apply to his family, so therefore that's why he wrote it. So again, that might be what the Gra is referring to here, that the Tzavar Yudah Chassid was not meant for everybody. So that's number one. The Aruch HaShulchan also notes that quoting these ideas of the Gra, and then at the end he says, V'chein yadua sh'Rabbeinu Peretz v'shivimenu makar din zeh ha'yachacham gadol v'chachmas ha'nistar v'gam Rabbeinu ha'ramakein v'haya lahem davar zel pisod ach bedinim lo shebedinim lo yos lahoros b'tochachma mustuteres v'haniglos banu ulevarenu v'lachein ila matzu litlos tam b'ktores. There must be another reason. But they said the Ketores, but there are Sodos kemusim here that we don't even know. V'gamze emes v'lachein eno me'aroi lahavar al divir Rabbeinu harama. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, even though we might not understand it, and he has the Gra has good kashas, the Aruch HaShulchan says that we follow the Rama, and if we follow the Rama, even though we might not know all the reasons. I just saw last night that Rav Yashiv in his Haris on this Gemara, he quotes that, one second, the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol did it all week. So why was the Kohen Gadol different? The whole week before Yom Kippur, he got to do the Ketores whenever he wants. The answer is, as Rav Yashiv, if the only time that there's an issue of Kemachter Ketores, therefore you have to give everybody a choice, is when everybody's equal. Nobody has a specific connection to this, to the Maisak Torah. You have to do a Pais, you do a Goral. Okay, so he wins, wonderful. So he wins, he goes. And nobody, he can't win again until everybody else goes. But if somebody's a Bailim on this Maisak Torah, then he's the Bailim. He gets to do it as much as he wants. So the Kohen Gadol is always a Bailim. He's always a Bailim. He always has a special connection to whatever he wants to do, especially during the 7 days of Prisha. But every day, the Rambam says he can do the Torah every day if he wants. So if somebody's a Bailim regarding the Maisis, that's it. It's not the same rules as a Kavakta Ketores. The son of Yashiv, a father's a Bailim on the Mila. It's his mitzvah. It's his specific mitzvah. So he could do whatever he wants. The father could give it. So he said, that's another reason why he says he says the Ramah is Tamua. Because if it's my mitzvah and I could do whatever I want. I could do it. I could give it to whoever I want. So why should it be that it's not like the Ketores case? It's like the Kohen Gadol case. Just like the Kohen Gadol is a Bailam on Ketores, whatever he wants to. So to a father and a child, he's a Bailam on that mitzvah of Milas. So that's why another reason why he says why the Minhag Ha'olam in some places might be against the Rama. Because again, it's not exactly parallel. Yeah. Right. If people follow the Rama, it's not because of the Rama, like the Aruch HaShulchan, because they follow the Rama, period.
No, they're just giving out
the kibbutim. Giving out the kibbutim, meaning you're not going to give the Sadikos twice to the same person.
Right.
Some people dafka follow the Ramah. Find some circles. They do follow the Ramah. They dafka give it to the same person. So again, you know, why would, you know, you can't hurt following the Ramah. You can never hurt following the Ramah. But if now all this is explaining why, even if you don't follow the Ramah, it's also okay. There's enough to rely on if you don't follow the Ramah. Okay, so we ended off with there was a stira in Mishnayos. Stira in Mishnayos. Remember the stira because it's going to come back up on today's daf. We had a Mishnah here, the Mishnah here on Lepid Aleph and Aleph, where it talks about the Kohen Gadol practicing the week before Yom Kippur for everything that he's going to do on Yom Kippur. So two of the items mentioned is that he's practiced the Ktores and the Neiros. So it sounds like Ktores comes first, Ktores and then the Neiros. And the problem is that in the Mishnah later on in the second parak on Daf Chafhei, where it talks about the lottery, it says first you auction off who's going to do the Neiros, and then who's going to be mate of the Neiros, which we're going to talk more about today. What is Hatavas HaNeiros exactly? We'll talk about that a little later. So first comes the Hatavas HaNeiros, and then comes the Aktaras Ktores. So that's the Stira. Our Mishnah in Perek Aleph seems to say that the Neiros come first. Second Perek, Daf Chaf Hei, seems to say that Ktores comes first. That was the Stira. So the first answer that we had, that was the answer of Abaya. It's about 15 lines up from the bottom. Abaya says, no Stira. Which Neiros are you talking about? We know we have a Mesorah that when the Kohen Gadol goes in to do the Hatava of the Neiros in the morning, the Hatava, let's say for now, means cleaning out the Neiros in the morning. He does 5 and 2, and there's a split in the middle, and there's a hefsek in the middle. He doesn't do all 7 at once. 7 Neiros in the menorah in the base of Mikdash, even though we have 8 on our Hanukkah, on our Chanukiyot, but in the base of Mikdash it was 7. So he does 5, he does something else, and then he does 2. That's the Mesorah. So when it says in our Mishnah over here that first he does the Ktores and then the Neiros, that's referring to the second Neiros. Later on, when it's talking about the Neiros first, and then the Ktores is referring to the 5 Neiros. That's the answer to the Stira. We have another Mesorah, we have another Memra from Abaya. Abaya have a Mesad there that says that the Tamid was in between the Neiros, not the Ktores. So that's the difference between Abaya and Abishol and Rabbanan. And that's where we pick up the Gemara again, 3 lines from the bottom. Abishol says that the Dam HaTamid is what's mafsik between the 5 and the 2 Neiros, and the Rabbanan say the Ktores is mafsik between the 5 and the 2 Neiros. So now what the Gemara is going to do is, for the next 15 lines, is to find the Makoros for Abishol and the Rabbanan, and then when we get to about the 12th line on Tesvav and Aleph for Papa Amar, he's going to give a totally different reason, a totally different answer to the Sira between Mishnayos. Okay, but first we're going to finish up all this first reason. The first answer to the Sira was the difference is 5 Neiros and 2 Neiros, and along the way we brought up the Machlokas Abishol and the Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, 3 lines for the bottom. My time at Abishol, what's the reason, what's the source for Abishol? That in between the 5 and the 2 Neiros, in between the Hatava, is the Dam Hatamid is done, Dechziv, Baboker Baboker, Behetivos Aneiros, Vahador Yaktirena. Because the Pasuk says every morning, Behetivos Aneiros, Vahador Yaktirena. And Abishol darshins that it's telling us chronology. Behetivos Aneiros, first you do the Hatavas Aneiros, and then you do the Ktores. So therefore you see the Ktores is not in between. And this Hatava is referring to the 5 Neiros. So therefore, you see it's not in between, so it must be the Dam HaTamid is in between, and the Ktores is done afterwards. For Rabbanan, Maika Amar. So according to Rabbanan, what do they do with this Pasuk? Maika Amar Rachmana. Be'idon Hatava Te Makter Ktores. Says the Rabbanan, this Pasuk is not telling me chronology, it's telling me when you go up to do the Hatava, the Ktores should have been done already. It's not that when you do that after you do that Tava, it's when. When you do that Tava, you're also doing the Torah at that time, right beforehand. Because if you don't say this, say the Rabbanan. But if you say it means literal chronology, then bin har abayin dechsev. But what about in the afternoon? When you have the afternoon lighting and Ktores avoda, it says, ubehe alos aharon es haneiros bin har abayim yaktirena. There it also uses a similar lashon, not behetivo, but behe alos. When Aaron and Tehelos, we'll get back to the difference in a minute, in the difference in usage of the word. But it says in the afternoon, when Aaron goes up to light the candles, Yaktirena. So you want to tell me, Abishol, that's also supposed to be taken literally, chronology? Should we also understand that as first Neiros and then Ktores? That can't be. Why? If you want to say that pasuk is also literal, but for Hatani, we have a brisa that says, we have this in Mesechus Pesachim, there is nothing after the Neiros. of the afternoon. The last thing done every day is the halakas haneiros. So you can't say this pasuk is literal neiros haketoros. So if you can't say this is literal, so the rabbanan say you can't say the morning one is literal also. So v'hatanya me'er bad boker, it says that the candle should be lit me'er bad boker. So we have two halachas that we learn from that pasuk. Number one, tein la midasa shehetehe dolekes v'holekes kol halayla me'er bad boker. You should put in enough oil, Rashi says, that it should be lit the entire night, any night. And therefore, says Rashi, you have to put in enough oil to last the longest nights of the year. Right now, we're up to the shortest nights of the year. But think back in the winter, when you have Tkufas Teves, the months of Teves, we had the longest nights of the year. So how much oil you need to cover those nights, that's how much oil that you have to put in even during the summer, when you have short nights. And if you have leftover, okay, that's what Rashi says. Vim Yosir Biksara Yosir. It's okay. You just use a lot of oil. You do the leftovers, you can do it, you probably reuse it, or take it out and use new oil. You burn it. It's like Psulei HaMakdashim. Says the Tosfos Yeshayim a little different. Tosfos Yeshayim says, Teila Midasi, he quotes the Riva. He says you put in the same amount of oil, but you just put in thin or thick wicks. Depending on the time of year. So you try not to have any leftover. That's what he says on the fourth line of the Tosfos Yeshayim on the right. Tosfos Riva Kasav Shebaleli Tamos Hayosim Psilos Avos Rebalei Teves Beinonios. So therefore, he says, it doesn't sound that way from the words tein la midasa, but that might be another way to balance out how much oil you put in, that you have thin or thick wicks. So that's one halacha that you learn from this words of me'er vad boker, which we'll get back to in a second. Let's continue first. Davar acher, me'er vad boker, ein lacha avoda shekshir me'er vad boker el azu bavad. This is the one that's important for us now. There is no, what does it mean, me'er vad boker? There is no avoda that is kosher between this halakas neiris that's done me'er vad boker. After the halakas neiris, nothing. So therefore you cannot say that this pasuk means first do the candles and then do the Torahs. The Torah has to be before the candles. So what does this pasuk mean? What does the pasuk mean when it says, when Aaron goes to light the candles, Yaktirena, Elamaika Marachmana, Be'itan Hadvachatim Mikta Ktoris? It just means around the same time. But it could be that the Ktoris is first. When you light the candles, the Ktoris is already lit. So Hachanami say the Rabbanan, so Rabbanan say also in the morning pasuk, Be'itan Hatavatim Mikta Ktoris. So the morning also, when the Hatav is done, the Ktoris is already lit. So that's the Shita of the Rabbanan, that the Torahs can be before the Hatavas Aneiros. It goes in between the two and the five. The Abishol just answers back, Amalacha, no, don't bring me rayas from the afternoon pasuk to the morning pasuk. Shiny hasan dechziv oso. There's a special word by the afternoon pasuk that says, Yaroch oso. So oso teaches me that there you can have the Torahs before the Neiros, and the Neiros are dafka last. But the morning pasuk can be taken literally, period. This was all answer number one of Abaya, that he says that the way to get out of the stira in Mishnayos between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Daf Chav Hey, does the Torahs and the Neiros, which comes first? The difference is, which Neiros are you talking about? You're talking about the two Neiros, you're talking about the five Neiros. And what we're about to get to is the answer of Rav Papa. But let's talk for a few minutes about an important issue that comes up here. And that is Hatavas Haneiros. First of all, what is Hatavas Haneiros? Behetivo es Haneiros Yaktirena. What exactly is Hatavas Haneiros? Question one. Question two, why is there a different word used in the pasuk describing the morning, Behetivo es Haneiros Yaktirena, and in the afternoon it says, Ubehe alos. Right, the pasuk says, Ubehe alos, Aaron's Haneiros Yaktirena. Is there a difference? You're doing the same thing. So is there a difference? Why is there a different word used? So there is a major machlokas between Rov Rishonim and the Rambam. We might have mentioned this once before. But Rov Rishonim, I'll read it from the Tshuvas HaRashba versus the Rambam. The Tshuvas HaRashba says that Hatavas Haneiros and Hadlakas Haneiros are two different mitzvahs. Two different things going on. You know why the Torah uses two different words? The Hetivos Haneiros Yaktirena in the morning and the Behealos at night? Because you are doing two different things. According to the Rashba and Rov Rishonim, the menorah is only lit at night. The mitzvah of lighting the menorah, according to the Rashba, according to Rashi, according to Rov Rishonim, is lighting at night. Bein Harbaim, that's the lashon of Uveheyalos Aharon. When Aaron goes up to light the menorah, that's where he's going to light the menorah. That's what the Rashba says. The mitzvah is only to light it at night. What do you do in the morning? Hatavas Haneiros. You know what that means? Cleaning it out. Hatava means taking out the old wicks, taking out the old oil, getting it ready, setting up the new wicks for the night lighting. That's what Hatava means. We don't wait till right beforehand to set up the menorah. We do it in the morning. That's the avoda of Hatava Saneris. That is what Rov Rishonim say. That's what the Rashba says. Medashin Shimnon Shemotzi Hashemen Shin Isar Ketoras Deshen. Just like you do Trumas Hadeshen. You clean out the Mizbeach in the morning. You clean out the menorah in the morning. Umedashin Apsilos Venosin Lesochan Shemen Kimidasan Upsila Chadasha, a new wick. Umenichan Ad Ha'erev, and you leave it till the night. Vizehu Hatavasan Shekasav Bahen Baboker Baboker Behetivo Esaneros. That's the Rashba, and that is Rov Rishonim, and that's Rashi Ala Torah seems to say that way. That is all number one. The Rambam has a different shita. The Rambam says, Hadlakas Haneros Hu Hatava. The Rambam says there's no difference between Hadlakas Haneros and Hatavas Haneros. Meaning, according to the Rambam, the menorah is lit twice. The menorah is lit at night, and the Rambam also says, in the morning, Hatavas Haneros, you clean it out, and you light the menorah again. That's the shita of Rambam. You light it in the morning. So the Rambam writes in Mitzvahs Asei Chafhei, V'zos Shenitzavu Hakonim L'Havla Kaneiros Tamid. That's what Havla Kaneiros Tamid means, L'Fnei Hashem. It's always lit, not each and every day. According to the Rambam, Tamid means always. V'zosi Mitzvahs Atavas Haneiros. This is why the Poskim quote, where Armina comes from, to lighting the Chanukah menorah, not only at night in Shul, but in the morning in Shul. Why do we light the menorah in the morning? Right? There's no. What's the? What are we doing in the morning? They say it's based on the Shittas Rambam, because the Rambam says the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash was lit both at night and in the morning. So that is the Shitta of the Rambam. Because after all, says the Rambam, we don't need light. Bechila orahu tzarech, during the day you don't need light. Right? So what's the light there for? It's to show us Hashraz Hashchina, which we'll read the Chinuch in a minute if we have time. So that's the Shitta of the Rambam. Hatavas and Eres Alakas and Eres, there's no difference. The Kasha though is though. So why does the Torah use a different word according to the Rambam? Why does it use a hey alos at night and a hativo in the morning? Number one. Number two, says the Rashba. You know what the Rashba's main raya is? That the lighting is only at night? Our Gemara. What does our Gemara say about how much oil you have to have in the menorah at night? You have to have enough for the Leili Tkufas Tammuz. What do you mean? According to the Rambam, you should have enough for 24 hours. Why only for the nighttime lighting? Because the Rambam continues and says, let's say the light, the candle's still lit in the morning. It didn't go out. You know what the Rambam says? You don't have to put it out. Just let it lit. Let it keep going. So you don't have to put it out. So what is the Rambam? Why don't you have to put in oil for 24 hours? Why only for 12 hours? Says the Rashba, that's by Raya. There's no mitzvah to light in the morning. That's the Kasha. How does the Rambam read our Gemara? That's what we have to work out. Why, according to the Rambam, do you not have to put in oil enough for 24 hours? Yeah. According to the ones who argue with the Rambam, the Mishnah lists, the morning list Meitiv HaSaneris. So why doesn't it list me Mavlik HaSaneris? Later on, I'm not sure. It's a good question. Why did it, maybe it does, I just don't remember. Maybe somewhere it does list that, but I'm not sure. But says the Sefer Mitzvahs HaMelech, or the Cement from Chicago, beautiful Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says, what's the beer in the Rambam? He quotes the Achakira of Reb Chaim, in Hilchas B'es Mikdash, where Reb Chaim says, is the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash what we will call a Maisa Hadlaka, an act, it's a mitzvah to do the Maisa Hadlaka, or is it a mitzvah Sheyehei Neiros Daluk? The candles should be lit, not a Maisa Hadlaka specifically, but Sheyehei Neiros Daluk. He quotes that Chakira that Reb Chaim said, and he explains it, that Reb Chaim used that to explain one sheet of the Rambam. He doesn't quote it, but I'll give a mashal. Then they quote a different Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim says to explain the Rambam about Halakas Neiros Shabbos. The Rambam writes by in Hilchas Shabbos in Perek Hey that Halakas Neiros on Shabbos is a mitzvah. Afilu ein lo mal yochal shoal as apsachim velokech shemenu madlik hasaner sheze bechlal oneg Shabbos. That's what the Rambam writes about Halakas Neiros in Perek Hey. Flip to Perek Lamed in Hilchas Shabbos, where the Rambam is describing something else. He says, you should set your table on Erev Shabbos. V'yehei ner daluk v'shulchan arach omita mutzas. The candle should be lit on Erev Shabbos. Shekol elu l'kvod Shabbos hein. It's kavod Shabbos. So the Rambam writes, Halakas Neiros in Perek Hey is Onik Shabbos, and Perek Lamed is kavod Shabbos. Which is it? Is it kavod Shabbos? Is it Onik Shabbos? If we go based on the definition of the Vilna Gaon for kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos, kavod Shabbos is everything you do before Shabbos. Onik Shabbos is everything you do on Shabbos. So how can Halakas Neiros be both? Kavod Shabbos and Onik Shabbos? Says Reb Chaim, it is both. Lighting the candles is a Maisa Hadlaka. That's kavod Shabbos. That's before Shabbos. Sheyehei Neiros Daluk. The candles should be lit. You should enjoy your candles on Shabbos. That's Oneg Shabbos. That's what Reb Chaim says in the Grach HaLashas, in a little piece in Siman Yud Aleph, where he says, That's what Reb Chaim says regarding Halakas Neiros Shabbos. The Mitzvah HaMelech takes that idea and uses it to explain the Rambam about Halakas Neiros in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a difference. The night lighting, according to the Rambam, and the day lighting, there's a mitzvah. You're right, but there's a difference between the two. The night lighting is a Maisa Hadlaka. A mitzvah of Maisa Hadlaka, that's the language of the Torah. Ubehealos Aaron, you have to do it. You have to bring up what's lit. If it's still lit after 24 hours, you have to put it out. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. There's a Maisa Hadlaka at night. A Maisa Hadlaka requires a shear. You need an amount of oil there. That's what you need it for. The shear is for the nighttime, the 12 hours. But in the morning, what did the Rambam himself say? If the candle is still lit in the morning, you don't have to put it out. Just let it keep lit. You don't have to put it out. What does that show? That there's no Maisa Hadlaka. It's Sheyehei Neiros Dolok. The mitzvah of Hatavas HaNeiros is the candle, make sure that it's lit, not that you should light it. So making sure that it's lit is more of a mitzius. It's not that there's a shear required. If it's lit, keep it lit. If it goes out, you'll light it again. But there's no specific shear required. So that is why the Torah uses a different word. That is why you don't have to put the shear in for the mitzvah of Shehei Neiros Dolok. You just have to put the shear in for a Maisa Hadlaka. So that's what he says here. He quotes, goes on, but this is the Sefer Mitzvah Samelach on the Sefer Mitzvahs. Yeah. So would you have the same Chagiyah Hanukkah list? So, right, that's a question of whether it could come up. The Rambam has it by Shabbos. We pass in Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. So Shehei Neiros Dolok L'chorah. The Chorah, there's at least a Maisa Hadlaka by Neiros Chanukah. We pass in Kafsa in Zakakla, right? Meaning, so you don't have to relight it as long as when you lit it, all the conditions were in place for it to be lit. And some onis happens. So there's at least a Maisa Hadlaka. If there's something else by Neiros Chanukah, you have to do research. Okay, so let us now, once we have to know that Machlokas Rambam and other Rishonim, whether there's a mitzvah to light the menorah in the morning as well or not. What is Hatavas HaNeiros? Now we get back to the Gemara. Rav Papa Amar. It's about a third of the way down on Tesla Van Alf. Rav Papa Amar. So the past piece of Gemara just had the answer of Abaya. How do you answer the stira in the Mishnah is Ketores first or Neiros first? So it depends. Are you talking about the five or the two? Second answer, Rav Papa Amar, Lo Kasha, no, HaRabbanan HaAbashol. Don't tell me the difference in the Mishnah is the five candles and the two candles, but the difference is Abashol and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say, our Mishnah which says, first comes the Ketores, and then comes the Neiros, that's talking about the Rabbanan, who say that the Ketores goes before the Neiros. The Mishnah later on, Adav Chafhei, where it says that first comes the Neiros and then comes the Ketores, that's the Shita of Abishol. Says the Gemara, so what did we just do? This Mishnah in the first parak, we said it's the Shita of the Rabbanan. Pious Kabashol. The Mishnah later on in the second parak, we said it's like Abishol. I have another Kasha, says the Gemara. There's a Mishnah in the third parak. Ema Seifa, the Mishnah says, Zafamad Aleph, Hey Violo, as a Tamid. They bring the carbon Tamid to the Kohen Gadol in the morning. Kartso, Umeirek, Acher, Shchita al Yado. The Kohen Gadol does almost everything on Yom Kippur, as we have mentioned. So he does the Shchita of the Karban Tumen in the morning. But unlike the usual Kohen, who shechs the Karban Tumen in the morning, usually you cut, and you do it, one Kohen does the Maisa Shchita, and he cuts through a rove of the Beis Simanim, of the animal. But the Kohen Gadol, because he's so busy, so he does most of the Shchita, and then he hands off to another Kohen to finish it off, and he himself, the Kohen Gadol himself, has to do the Kabbalas Adam. He has to catch the dams. He's got to quickly switch from the knife to the kli, to the pail. That's why Kartso, he starts the cut. Umerik Acher Shchita Yado, and somebody else finishes the Shchita for him. And then Nichnas Vahakir Saktoris Ulhetev Saneris. And then says the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol goes in to do the Ketores and the Neiros. One second, Ketores first and then Neiros. Asan Rabbanan. That's back to the Shita of the Rabbanan. That first comes Ketores and then comes Neiros. So he asks the Gemara. So we have three Mishnayas. First parak, second parak, third parak. So you're going to tell me, Reisha v'sefer Rabbanan u'misyas Abishol? The first and third parak is the Rabbanan and the second parak is Abishol? Based on the order. So I'm l'chara papa in, yeah. Reisha v'sefer Rabbanan u'misyas Abishol? Yeah, that's how you do it. Rav Yehuda Nasi was so same, like different shitas. So Bishlama, now we're going to talk about these two different answers we have in the Gemara. So Bishlama, by law, I'm a Rav Papa. I understand why Abaya didn't give Rav Papa's answer. Reish of a Sefer, Abadim, Siyas, Abishol, Lo Mukim, Law. How could you say that three Mishnayis and three different prakim in the same Masechta have different authorship. First and third like one shita, the second one like another shita. That's very dachuk. So Abaya says, that's why I don't like Rav Papa. Elo Rav Papa, my time, Elo Amar Krabaya. But why didn't Rav Papa say like Abaya? Amar Lacha, Tana, Bereisha, Hatava Shnei Neiris, Vahadar Hatava Chamesh Neiris. Because it says Hatavas HaNeiris in the Mishnah. To tell me that means two different things in two Mishnahs is also dachuk. To say here it means the first two candles and here it means the last five candles, that's also not so pashut. So that's why your papa doesn't like Abaya. The Abaya Amalcha, Abaya would say that's not a problem. Oruye ba'almahu dekamori. In our Mishnah here, we're not going through the Seder of Avodas Yom Kippurim yet. What are we talking about here? We're talking about the Kohen Gadol practicing the week before Yom Kippur. So don't count this Mishnah. This Mishnah just says he's practicing. He practices with the two candles, the five candles. He's practicing. V'sidra ha-hadar tanilei. So later on, we get to the order. So that's when it says five and two candles. But don't say that it's out of order, and first you have two, then you have five, then you have two. Here, this Mishnah doesn't count in our parak because it's just going with the practice of the Kohen Gadol. Period. Okay, so now we get back to a quote that we had yesterday. Gufa. Everybody see where we are? Right across from Tosfos Kibimatzlif. Gufa. Balo, the Kerem Mizrach HaTzfonis. Remember we had yesterday, we quoted a machlokes regarding the carbon tamid every morning. Carbon tamid every morning, we know, was a carbon ola. A carbon ola requires sprinkling called Shtayim Shehein Arba. That's what we thought. All carbonous ola requires Shtayim Shehein Arba, which means you sprinkle on two opposite diagonal corners of the Mizbeach. You sprinkle on the corner, it splashes on both sides of the Mizbeach. I have a picture of it here. No, you don't need a picture here, but it's a nice picture. You sprinkle it on the corner, just brings it, makes it a little graphic, and sprinkle it on the corner of the Mizbeach, and it goes on the corner, it goes onto both sides. That's the every zrika of an ola or a shlamim, which is shtayim shehein arba. That is an ola. We had a chiddush yesterday from the shita of Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah that the carbon tamid, it was also an ola, but that ola was different than any other ola regarding its sprinklings. So let's see what the Gemara says again. Gufa, balo the kerem mizrach hasfonis. So you come to the northeast corner of the mizbeach. Remember how the ramp was situated. We have to learn this. We're referring to this a lot in Sefes Yuma. Right, the ramp was on the south side of the mizbeach. So always picture going up. And you're going around now, you come to the northeast corner of the Mizbeach, Nosim Mizrach HaSfonis. That's where one of the sprinklings is done. Maravis Dromis, Nosim Maravis Dromis. Southwest, you go, keep going around, that's where the second sprinkling is done. So that is what we hold. V'tani Allah Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, Mishana B'tamid, Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah has the Chiddush? No, the carbon tamid is different. Bolo L'Kerem Mizrach HaSfonis, Nochas Mizrach HaSfonis. Northeast, fine, that I agree with. Marav is Derom is, but the southwest corner, no sin Marav of Achach, no sin Droma. No, it's two separate sprinklings on the southwest corner. First on the west, and then on the south. You don't do it once in the corner, one sprinkling which splashes on both sides. No, you have to do two separate sprinklings. So my time with the Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. So where does he get that from? Why is this Ola different than any other Ola? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Chad Debi Rabbi Yanai. What's the answer? The answer is a pasuk in Pinchas Amar Kra Usir Izim Echad Lachatas Lashem Al Olas Hatamid Yaseh Benisko. The pasuk says regarding the seir of Rosh Chodesh, the seir chatas of Rosh Chodesh. The pasuk describes it giving it Lashem, but then it adds the pasuk Al Olas Hatamid on the Olas Hatamid. So what does it mean Al Olas Hatamid? So the pashus means, besides the Olas HaTamid, besides the carbon tamid that you brought, you also bring this other carbon of the Seir Rosh Chodesh. But Rav Shimon Darshan's Al, you do a Maisa of a Chatas Al on the carbon tamid. Olahi, really the carbon tamid is an Ola, but Amar Rachmana, but the Torah hints, the Torah alludes, Ovid ba Maisa Chatas. You do a little Avodas Chatas to this Ola. Meaning what? Haketzad, no saying, what's the difference between a chatas and an ola? So one of the differences is how many zrikas you have. An ola has two that are four, shayim shein arba. A chatas has one sprinkling on each corner, on each side. So that's why it says, Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, this avoda is a mixture. You do a little ola and a little chatas. Haketzad, so how do you do both? No saying, achashi shayim kemaisa ola. On the northeast corner, you act like an ola, because it really is an ola. You do shtayim, you do one sprinkling that sprinkles on both sides, but shtayim, shein shtayim, kabay sachatas. But when you come to the southwest corner, you sprinkle once on the west and once on the south, because it has to be like a chatas. Asks the Gemara, the lidim shtayim, shein arba, kabay sa ola, ba arba, shein arba, kabay sachatas. Why do you split it? Why don't you just do both?
Why don't you do Shnayim Shein Arba like an Ola, and then on top of that you do Arba Shein Arba like a Chatas? So Gemara says, no. Lo matzino dam shemechaper b'chazon mechaper. You never find a carbon with double sprinklings, with double zrikas. So you can't do both. So Gemara says, so what do you mean? So do you ever find combining two carbonas? So you say you never have double. You never combine two avodas either. So how is that better to do a half chatas, half ola? So Gemara says, Ela al karcha chikishin akasiv. But what do we say back? It must be it's a chiddush of the pasuk. So achanam al karcha chikishin akasiv. So if it's a chiddush of the pasuk, so maybe you need both. So answers Rav Shimon, no. Hasam pisuk matanos ba'almahi. To split up one zrika into two is not such a significant thing. So instead of doing one, you do once on each side. That's not such a big thing. To do four, to do a whole double ceremony of the zrika, that would be much too different. Just to do pisuk matan, just to split one into two, that's not so significant. So that's why, that's the svara of Reb Shimon Isha Mitzpah, that you do one on the northeast and two on the southwest. No, the Havamina question was, why don't you do two, one on the south, northeast, and one on the southwest, and then do one on each. Don't do one on each, do a total double. Continues the Gemara. The problem is, though, the Gemara doesn't even say this, but there's another problem. What did we just say? We're combining Ola and Chatas Avoda. So you're doing like an Ola on the northeast and a Chatas on the southwest. But there's another difference between Ola and Chatas. All the sprinklings of the Ola are under the Chutas Sikra, the line that goes in the middle of the Mizbeach. While all the sprinklings of the Chatas are lamata mi Chutas Sikra. Meaning, when the Kohen, they have a picture of this, when the Kohen sprinkles by an Ola, he stands basically on the floor, goes around, then he sprinkles on the wall of the Mizbeach. See down here, this picture. But the Chatas, he stands on the Sovev, and he goes around. Whether the blood is sprinkled on top on the corners, that's by a Chatas, or below, by an Ola. So that's all. So what are you going to sprinkle on this carbon? This carbon, what are you going to do? So you have to say, the Gemara doesn't say this outright, but the Gemara, it's obvious the Gemara assumes it in the next line. It has to say that even though you're doing a Maisa Chatas, all the sprinklers are going to be done below, like an Ola. Or else it's going to be a total mixture. So all the sprinklers are going to be done below, even though one of them is going to be acting like a Chatas. So says the Gemara, so Benesiv Achashi Shtayin Lamata Kamaisa Ola Shtayin Shinaba Lamata Kamaisa Chatas. So if you really want to have a perfect split, so the chatas part of it should be done above, like a chatas. Why do you say that both would be done below? So lo matzino damish chasin lamata v'chasin lamata. The Gemara says no, because you never find one carbon where you have some above and some below. So the Gemara says below you don't. V'hatsnan, but the Mishnah says later on he's a mimenu achas amalav sheva lamata. Right, we call this on Yom Kippur davening in Musaf. Right, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadashim and he sprinkles the blood towards the Aron, towards the Kapores, the Mishnah describes it as Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata. And the Gemara's Havamina is, what does that mean? Different places. One above and seven below. So you see that there are times that you have a sprinkling in different places. So what would be the problem here? If you have some sprinkling below and some sprinkling above on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara answers, no. That Lamala and Lamata does not mean different places, but it means Kimatzlif. We've said that many times in our life. What does it mean? We all say it on Musaf Yom Kippur. We say Kimatzlif. We all sing it together. Do we know what it means? Do you know what it means? Kimatzlif. So my Kimatzlif, Machvi Rev Yehuda, Kiman Gedana. What does that mean? Like somebody getting whipped. So what does that mean? Kiman Gedana. So what does that mean? So Rashi explains that when the Shliach Bezdin used to give somebody Malkus, he didn't whip him in the same spot. He used to go start in one place and then go down. And then go down a little bit as he continues. So here too, Matzul doesn't mean, Lamala Lamata doesn't mean in different spots, above and below. It means you start above and then you go down a little bit, and the Kohen Gadol brings it a little closer to him, the Dam, as he does it. That is Shitas Rashi. Other Rishonim don't know where the Tosfos Yeshanim here, and the Ritva asks, where is the resource of Rashi's idea by Shliach Bezdin? There is no source that says that the Shliach Bezdin doesn't whip him in the same place. It says that you do some on his chest and some on his back, the Gemara and Makkos. But it doesn't say that you go down. That's what they give a different shot of than Rashi. What most Machzarim have. What does Achaz Amala Achaz Amata mean? It's all the same place, but it depends how you hold your hand. Does the Kohen Gadol hold his hand like this? Does he sprinkle like this with his palm facing up? That's Lamala. Or Lamata, turning out with the palm facing down. So that's what it means, Lamala. Nothing to do with different places. Is it Lamala or is it Lamata? That's the difference
in terms of the Kohen Gadol's Zrika. And therefore, that's why there's no kasha from that Mishnah. Continuing the Gemara, Velo, another kasha. Still, you're telling me that you can't say it's two different places? V'hatzanan, another Mishnah says, he's a man, altar about Shalom Mizbeach Sheva Pa'amim. You sprinkle seven times on the Tiharosh HaMizbeach. Now we're talking about the Zrika that the Kohen Gadol does on the Mizbeach HaKtores, the little Mizbeach. The Kohen Gadol does many Zrikos inside the holy spots of the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. He does some in the Kodesh Kodashim, he does some towards the Paroches, towards the curtain, and he does some on the Mizbeach HaKtores, the little Mizbeach inside. Those are all called Zrikos Pnimiyim, the inner Zrikos. Usually Zrika the whole year is done on the Mizbeach Achitzon, on the big Mizbeach outside. Only on Yom Kippur, we sprinkle blood inside on the Mizbeach HaKtores and on the Paroches and towards the Kapores. That is what we do. There are a few Karbanos throughout the year that we might sprinkle, but generally it is not done. So ask the Gemara again. What's the Kasha? Why isn't it a possibility that for this Karban Tamid, according to Rav Shimon HaMitzvah, why don't we do the Ola below and the Chatas above? We do have a precedent of splitting, because it says that he sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaPnimi seven times. My lava palgid the Mizbeach. What does Tiharo Shel Mizbeach mean? Doesn't that mean, yes, the Gemara, on the middle of the Mizbeach, meaning on the side of the Mizbeach, Kidamri Inshi Tiar Tiara Hupaga Dioma, like Tiara means the light of the day, the middle of the day, so too here means the middle of the side of the Mizbeach, and Rashi explains, it's impossible if you go to the middle that it's always going to be exactly in the middle, it must be that some's going to be above and some's going to be below, so therefore, that's an example where some is, we have Zrikas above and below. Some are Rabbi Shaila. Again, no kasha from there. Lo, agufa de Mizbeach, turning over. Agufa de Mizbeach, dechsevu ke'etzam ha-shamayim la-tohar. No, you know what that means? You sprinkle all those seven. Tiara means the top of the Mizbeach Achitzon. Aha, pnimi. Nothing to do with the sides. Everything's above. Everything's in the same place. So again, you don't have a precedent for splitting the Bekomos of the Dam. And therefore, Rav Shimon HaMitzvah has to say that all the Zrikas by this Tamid, which has a little bit of Chatas on it, has to be done in the same place, all done Lamata Michut HaSikra. Period. So that's why he has to say what he says. So now we're going to talk a little bit more about his Shita. So again, what does he say? It's a Karban Tamid, which is an Ola, but it has a little bit of a Maisa Chatas onto it. The Ola aspect is the northeast sprinkling is done like an Ola. One, and spreads on two. The southwest sprinkling is two separate ones done, first on the west and then on the south. So we're going to analyze that a little bit now. Says the Gemara on the second line. Maishra, do you have Ola of Ahadu, you have the Chatas. Why do we do the Ola one, the Ola part of it, before the Chatas part of it? Nesa Bereisha, the Chatas, Ahadu, Nesa, the Ola. Why don't you do the Chatas part of it first? Why do we first do the Ola part of it northeast, and then the Chatas southwest? Answers the Gemara. Kivan de Ola, he kan Mabereisha. No, because it's really an Ola. There's a special drasha that you have to do a Maisa Chatos on it, but it's really an Ola. So if it's really an Ola, so you do the Maisa Ola first. Umaisha, do you have Mizrachas Tzvonis, Umaravas Dromis? Next question. So why do we do the sprinklings on the northeast and southwest corners? That diagonal. Nasiv Dromis, Mizrachas, Vatas, Tzvonis, Maravas. Why don't we first go to the southwest and then do the north, why don't we do the southeast corner and the northwest corner? Meaning, why don't we pick this diagonal? Why don't we use the other diagonal? So says the Gemara, no. Amri Ola to Una Yisod. There's a halacha that the blood of the Karban Ola has to trickle down to the Yisod of the Mizbeach. The Yisod is the bottom Amma of the Mizbeach. They had a special ledge sticking out, the Yisod. The Karan Deromis Mizrachas Lo Habile Yisod. And there was no Yisod on the southeast corner. We referred to this last week. That is, on the Mizbeach wasn't a perfect square on the bottom, because the entire Mizbeach had to be in the Shevet of Binyamin, and the border between Binyamin and Yehuda was right there. To the east was Yehuda, to the left was Binyamin, the Kodesh was in Binyamin. So therefore, the Mizbeach had to be cut off by the southwest corner, therefore there couldn't be a Yisod there. So therefore, there's no possibility of doing the sprinkling on that corner for the Ola, because there's no Yisod. So the only other two corners where you could get Shtayim Shein Arba is northeast and southwest. There is an interesting machlokas, though, between Rashi and the Rambam, which we'll have to Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. We'll see who's right. What exactly did the Mizbeach look like when the Gemara says it didn't have a Yisod? So Rashi here and Rashi earlier had said, you know what it means? It means there was a Yisod the entire north side of the Mizbeach, the entire west side of the Mizbeach, and then there was an Amma sticking out on the east and on the south side. Just a little amma. Most of the east and south side did not have a yesod. That's the sheet of Rashi in a number of places in Shas. Says the Rambam, no. The Rambam says, no, the entire Mizbeach had a yesod, except for an amma in the corner of the southeast. But the south and the east side had a long, big, long yesod. It was just missing the corner in the corner, southeast. So the Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether it only had an amma on those sides, or it was only missing an amma on those sides. Either way, it was cut off there. The question is, how much was missing? It was also missing an amma on the southwest? No. Only on the southeast. Southwest had it. It had the two shisin over there, the two holes to pour the blood in on the southwest. But that's why you had to do that diagonal. Continues the Gemara. So fine, now we figured out which corners you have to use. So now we're talking about the order. Why do we sprinkle first on northeast and then on southwest? Why do you do the opposite order? Why doesn't he first sprinkle on the southwest and then on the northeast? Says the Gemara, a general Shas principle. Since we have a rule, whenever you turn to the right. Lemizrach. Rashi explains why that word is thrown in here. Lemizrach, because in the original time when this word is used, this term is used, is let's say when a Kohen is walking up the ramp. He's walking up the ramp, going from south to north, right? The ramp is on the south side. Where does he go first? He turns to the right. There, the right is the east. So that's why he throws in this word Lemizrach, because he's going away from the Kodesh Kadashim. He goes to the east. You're going away, you're going to the right, which is the east, right? The right is always east, but that's why here, sometimes, right, let's say you're facing a different direction. This principle doesn't only apply when you're going towards the east. So therefore, but that's why Rashi says, because originally this principle is used in this context, that's why it has the word Lemizrach. But really, even if it's not Mizrach, that's the rule, they always go to the Yemin. Bereshav Upaga, and that's why you go to the northeast first, because when the Kohen is walking towards the corner, first he hits, he always has to go around to the right. So that's why he's going to first do the northeast corner, continue around, and then do the southwest corner. And that's why, by the way, Reb Shimon says, first you're going to do the west and then do the south. Because you do to the one that you get to first. This principle applies in other areas of halacha as well. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says, when you get an aliyah, you're supposed to go the quickest way to the bima. The quickest way. What if it's equal? Let's say you sit right in front of the bima, and, you know, right behind the bima, and it's equal. Whichever way you go to the right. But you go to the right, because that's, kol pinah shataponi, you always go to the right. Hagba! How do you do Hagba? So you always go to the right. You turn to the right, says the Shulchan Aruch. There's a machlokes aposkim, though. Should you show the people the Torah? People on the right the Torah first, or should you turn to the right? How do you fulfill this? Kol pinah shataponi. So whatever one does is good. Just got to make sure that everybody in the shul sees the Torah. But again, when you have the Torah, should you go to your right? Because then the people on your left are going to see the Torah first. You're not supposed to say Vizot HaTorah until you see the words of the Torah. So either way, you're trying to be Mekayim that principle, but that's by Vizot HaTorah. The post will also bring it up by Bowie B'Shalom. When we turn around by Bowie B'Shalom, by L'Chadodi, that if we remember, be Mekayim this idea, you turn to the right when you turn back. Because turning to the right, call Peter Chataponi, you always turn to the right. Yeah. When you leave the Aliyah, you go the longer way down.
Not to the right.
But it works the same way that you came up. If there's a shorter way up, you go the longer way down. If they're exactly equal, then you keep going to the right. Keep going to the right. Why do you afraid that you turn your head to the left when you get the Aliyah? First of all, not everybody does, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechin is on your right. So when you turn to is on the right in front of you. So when you turn to your left, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kabiyachol facing you and you're bending to his right. That's why you go to the left, or you look to the left. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's say you're in front of the Shechinah, so you go to the left because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is facing you and you're bending to his right. That's what Mishnah Berurah quotes. Okay, continuing. Says the Gemara, how do you know that pasuk, the whole source of Reb Shimon HaMitzvah? He says, it's a ola which you do a maisachatas on. Maybe we should understand the pasuk just the opposite. Maybe, how do we know there's an ola that you do a maisachatas on? Maybe it's really the chatas, where it's talking about the seer izim lechatas. Maybe the pasuk is really teaching me that chatas of Rosh Chodesh, you should do a maisachola on. Not the Ola should have a Maisa Chatzos onto it. How do you know to read the Pasuk that way? So why says, Lo Saka Daitach, Dechsib Al Ola Satamid, Yes, Avinisko. No, it says, Al Ola Satamid. My Kamar Achmana, what does that mean? Midit Chatzos Shadi Al Ola. Al means throw it on the Ola. The Maisa Chatzos should be thrown on the Ola. Okay, the next part starts a new piece. So that's when we will stop here by Tznan Hassan. Okay.
Tomorrow we speak about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash a little bit.
Yeah.